谢谢主席，主席谢。
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Chairman, at the outset, on behalf of the Chinese delegation, I would like to congratulate you on your election to preside over 2017 BWC MSP. We are confident that with your extensive diplomatic experience and exceptional talent, the conference will achieve positive outcomes under your leadership. The Chinese delegation will fully support your work. Chinese delegation would also like to seize this opportunity to appreciate the work done by Ambassador Molnar, the chair of the ASGRAPHCOM and ISU. At the same time, we welcome Samoa, which has become the 179th state party to the convention. We are pleased to see the improvement in the universalization of the convention, and we call on countries which haven't ratified or acceded to the convention to do so as soon as possible. Mr. Chair, as the first international treaty banning an entire category of WMD, the convention, since its entry into force, has been playing an indispensable role in eliminating the threat of biological weapons, non-proliferation of biological weapons, enhancing peaceful use of biotechnology and related cooperation, and safeguarding global biosecurity. At the present, with the rapid developments in biotechnology and profound changes in the international security situation, biosecurity threats such as biological weapons, bioterrorism, and large-scale communicable disease have become more severe. And biosecurity has become more prominent in the global security governance. To address these challenges only by working jointly through multilateralism can we work effectively. And only by strengthening the authority and the effectiveness of the convention, by pushing forward the convention's process, can we further common interests and realize the universal security. China has always been of the view that negotiating and agreeing on a legally binding protocol with which includes a ratification mechanism for the purpose of comprehensively strengthening the convention is the best way of enhancing the effectiveness of the convention. During the 8th REFCOM, in-depth discussions were conducted on how to enhance the convention and how to organize this ISP. New ideas and initiatives were presented. It is regrettable that consensus wasn't achieved on the intersessional work program. A comprehensive, balanced, realistic, and feasible intersessional work program will contribute to consolidating the consensus, promoting coordinately convention's purpose and objectives, as well as strengthening its effectiveness and authority. China has noted the proposal from the depositories on the intersessional work program. All parties should seize the opportunity of this meeting to take good care of others' concerns and bridge differences so that the meeting will achieve positive results. At the 8th REFCOM, China has, under the framework of the convention, two proposals, namely template of code conduct for bioscientists and non-proliferation export control and international cooperation regime. These two proposals were welcomed and supported by many countries. In our view, the template of code of conduct will enhance biosecurity awareness of research personnel and prevent effectively the misuse and misapplication of bioscience and technology. In order to address the challenges brought by rapid development of bioscience and technology, under the framework of the convention, the export control and international cooperation regime will fill the development gap between the South and the North, while addressing both objectives of non-proliferation and international cooperation and striking a balance between rights and obligations. We look forward to during this ISP to promote these two initiatives with all parties towards an increased effectiveness of the convention. China has strictly followed the convention's provisions and implemented its obligations. Deeply involved in the convention process, it has always made CBM submissions on time. Following its overall national security vision, while improving its strategic design of biosecurity, China continues to enhance its mechanisms and capacity building, regulate efficiently this area, raise awareness of the public, and actively engages in international cooperation. In October this year, Wuhan Institute of Virology, CAS, organized an international workshop on biosafety laboratory management and experimental techniques. It aimed to train research personnel for developing countries in the area of communicable disease prevention and control, and to provide global biosecurity public products. The workshops hosted participants from Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Sri Lanka, Egypt, Kenya, Serbia, and Hungary, and has achieved good results. Mr. Chair, President Xi, in his keynote speech at Ballet de Nation this January, has put forward the concept of building through consultation a community with a shared future for mankind. This ambitious objective was further confirmed by the 19th CPC National Congress. This objective of promoting the construction of a community of a common future with a view to build an open, inclusive, clean, and beautiful world that enjoys lasting peace, universal security, and common prosperity. This objective is along the lines of the Convention's purpose and objectives. China will continue to act as a responsible major country, promote the construction of a new type of international relations featuring win-win cooperation, which is based on mutual respect, fairness, and justice, and participate actively in global governance reform and construction by contributing China's knowledge and strength. China is ready to seize the precious opportunity of this meeting to work with all parties to bring forward the convention's process and to deepen biosecurity cooperation following the principle of wide consultation, joint contribution, and shared benefits in order to contribute to excluding the possibility of any use of biological weapons and building a fair and rational international biosecurity order. Thank you, Chair.